Good Friday morning. I'm Jake Sherman, and welcome to your Politico Playbook Flash Briefing, sponsored by the Coalition to Protect America's Healthcare.
And I'm Anna Palmer. President Donald Trump is escalating his war with the conservative House Freedom Caucus on Twitter. And we hear that he may up the ante by stumping in their districts over recess, according to people familiar with the developing plans. The move wouldn't be that surprising. Trump likes to bring the confrontation out on the battlefield as a rallying cry for his troops, not in Washington.
Today's must-read is a story by the Washington Post on Secretary of State Rex Tillerson's first weeks at the agency. It sounds like a pretty lonely existence, with Tillerson isolated from an anxious bureaucracy. While Tillerson has been staying out of the limelight, former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn is seeking immunity from unfair prosecution from investigators looking into Russia and Trump connections.
As Republicans tee up a vote on Trump's SCOTUS nominee Neil Gorsuch next week, there is a break happening among Senate Democrats. West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin and North Dakota Senator Heidi Heitkamp publicly said they will support Gorsuch. The move could give political cover to other Democrats willing to vote for the judge.
In foreign policy, Trump is looking to narrow trade gaps ahead of the president of China's visit to Mar-a-Lago next week. And there's a draft circulating on Capitol Hill about how the Trump administration will pursue changes to NAFTA. A key takeaway from the Wall Street Journal's reporting is that Trump is serious about Buy America provisions, but he's disappointing lawmakers who hoped he would take a hard line in renegotiating the deal.
In the juice, we've got Attorney General Jeff Sessions and Homeland Security Secretary John Kelly writing a response letter to California's Supreme Court Chief Justice, who accused federal immigration officials of quote-unquote stalking undocumented immigrants at courthouses. The two call her characterization of federal law enforcement officials particularly troubling. George Stephanopoulos speaks exclusively with Russian Press Secretary Dmitry Peskov. Part of the interview will run today on ABC's Good Morning America. And the Judicial Crisis Network is launching another $1 million TV and digital ad buy ahead of next week's Senate vote on SCOTUS nominee Gorsuch. The ads will run in Missouri, Indiana, Montana, and Colorado. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.